We'll start it whenever.
Hi, I am Anthony.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
My name is Kirsten Alberts.
And we are starting our podcast now. I feel like...
No, now.
You're listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast.
And thank you guys for also being a podcast.
And we have our second guest ever on the show, and that is Kirsten Alberts. Thank you, Kirsten.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited.
A lot of thank yous are being said right now. And so
Anthony's going to be narrating as we talk.
I'm just going to be like, you say something and I'm going to like say, I'm going to be like, said Kirsten. I'm going to say everyone is doing. Kirsten crossed her arms. Just to let you guys know, if you're a first time listener, we are the Golden Girls Podcast. We invite a guest, comedian, someone we know, someone we don't know sometimes. And
sometimes strangers.
Strangers we find outside of the house, in Genevieve's neighborhood. And we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we do a podcast and talk about it in depth, meticulously, deconstructing everything scene by scene. And it is amazing.
Anthony's found a lot of symbolism in this last episode.
I did. I found like one huge symbolism that we're going to get into. And
which I don't think is accurate. I don't think they would put that much time into all that, but who knows?
We'll let you decide, audience, and see if I'm correct. But me and Molly Dean, who's also a comic in Phoenix, we're pretty drunk watching this, and we thought
naturally
watching the third episode of The Golden Girls, and we thought we saw a giant vagina in the background. And so the episode we watched today was episode number 3 of The Golden Girls, called Rose the Prude.
All right, and I've got a Hallmark.com description.
We have a synopsis of the show.
Now I'm trying to find it.
Or we can just let Kirsten summarize that.
Well, I think like what I'm getting from it is that the synopsis of the entire series is that old ladies act like whores.
That's my description of it.
So tell us just briefly, what is the synopsis of this specific episode, Kirsten?
Okay, so Betty White, what's her name in the show?
It's Rose.
Rose.
Rose. All right. Which, that's like an old lady's name. So
very much.
Yeah. I mean,
spoiler alert, guys.
Young woman in the 30s, old woman in the 80s.
Yeah. So she's like, her husband died 15 years ago. And then like her friend is all like, hey, go on a double date with me. And she's like, oh, I don't know, I haven't fucked anyone in a while. And she's like, oh, it'll be fun. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm in love with this guy, after 2 dates, and they go on a cruise. And she's like, I don't know if I can fuck you. And he's like, just be yourself. And then they fuck.
That's like, just be yourself and then you're fucked. Yeah.
So that's what I got from it.
Thank you, Kirsten. That was wonderful.
Isn't that what life is about?
I think so.
I think that's usually what happens when you're a person that doesn't want to have sex. You're pretty much talked into it by your friends and the person that...
Yeah. There's a lot of peer pressure, because, both from her friends and the dude.
Because, like, with all my friends that don't have sex, I'm always telling them to have sex. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, I was sexually active very young. So,
too.
Yeah. So I told people to have sex. And that's what happens in this episode. All right. So let's just, I was trying to move my chair forward and bump into everything. All right. So let's get right into it. We open up, the scene opens up with Dorothy and Sophia playing gin rummy.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for Dorothy to put down her hand to see if she's going to win.
Yeah.
And then she does win. She gets points. And then Sophia is like
basically, yeah, you know that I'm whacked out on my blood pressure medicine.
Wait, you're just taking Dorothy advantage. Wins in the beginning?
The first hand that she drops.
She wins one hand. Yeah.
She wins one hand.
But that's not the whole game, though.
No. Oh, then right. After that, she's on a losing streak.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
And so Sophia's whacked out on blood pressure medicine, which is, I guess, a thing. You can, like, maybe she's high. Maybe
I feel like blood pressure medicine is like what she calls heroin. So
right. So we established that she's a drug addict. Very top of the show.
Yeah.
Not an addict, more an enthusiast.
Yeah, just when she's playing cards, she's got to be a little whacked out. Because as we later learn, that cards bore her to tears. And that's what we find out later.
Yeah.
And so Blanche...
She's just doing it to get close to her daughter.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, as we later find out.
Because they're emotionally unavailable otherwise.
Right.
Without cards in front of them.
I think they should be, instead they should be drinking gin and rum to get closer together instead of just playing gin rummy.
I feel like that was the idea.
Yeah.
And people just started playing just the cards and they really just like spit in their ancestors' faces.
So was the card game about gin and rum in the past?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was they mixed.
Well,
it.
Let's bring it back. I let's think that we should do an ALS ice bucket challenge for gin rummy.
For gin rummy, you just pour gin and rum on your head.
Why would you call something gin rummy and gin is not involved?
Yeah. Well, they were drinking ridiculous. Tea. I assume iced tea.
Yeah.
And maybe that had gin or rum in it. Maybe rum because it was
maybe
dark.
Maybe one of those island teas. What are they called?
Long Island iced teas?
Yeah. Which Rhode are basically Island. like a splash of Coke and like eight different liquors.
All right, so then it's established that Dorothy is a loser, and then
in many ways she's such a total loser.
Well, they've been playing this game for 30 years, and she's never won a set of games, I assume. An entire session of gin rummy.
Yeah.
I've never played gin rummy, so I don't know how it really works. I assume it's like you take down points, kind of like
you get points based on what you put down. Basically, you have a hand, you put down different sets.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you do take points. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you play up to like a certain number,
right,
or something.
So it's like dominoes in that sense.
Yeah.
And then Blanche comes in and she's like, you have to come on a date with me because my date's brother just came into town and, I can't go on this date if I don't have a date to take, someone to take with me. And then Sophia,
which like that's not how it works. I don't think in real life,
right?
You're never like, oh my god, I can't go out on a date because someone else has a brother.
Yeah, you're like super old fashioned.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, especially like with Blanche too. I feel like she's done the brothers thing before.
Yeah,
I feel totally. I feel like more. This is I can't do the brothers thing again. I'm really tired. Like I just want one guy tonight. That's all.
So she had a long day.
Yeah. I've had a long day.
She's like, I just want one whole being.
I just
like,
one whole dude. And then this is what I don't get. Also, is like her brother is coming into town, which means, assumably, he's from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, why is he trying to date Rose in the future of this episode if he doesn't even live there?
Yeah, like, that's a good point.
And like he's literally. That's why I think like he was trying to just fuck her
for a minute
because like he's like, yeah, like I'm in town for like maybe a week. Let's have sex. I'm going to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
like. Like, he just planned this Bahama trip by himself. Like, I don't know. Like, he was planning on getting laid somehow.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, it's not a bad plan.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna go visit my brother. I'm gonna go to the Bahamas. I have a room already.
Yeah.
Like, and so, and then I meet this woman, and then hopefully I get to bang her out. And so... So, it's like, that didn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Anyway,
which I feel like...
So kind of a sociopath.
After the second date, so they're, like, at the door, and they're, like, kissing. And the door's open, and he's like, so you'll think about it?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. yeah, I'll think about it. And she looks all troubled. She's like, I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
He was trying to bang her, like, during, like, outside of her door.
Yeah.
He was trying to get inside her room.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Like, he did not stop.
He does not have a lot of time left.
I mean, yeah. I think that's why they're jumping the gun so fast, is because right. they don't know when they're going to die.
But we're jumping ahead. We're jumping ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, first Blanche asks Dorothy. And Dorothy says no because she's playing cards with her mom.
Yeah. Well, Sophia says, I'll do it.
Oh, Sophia's like, yeah, I'll get my dick.
Okay, so
I'll get my culottes.
So Blanche is like the young whore, and Sophia's like the old whore.
Yeah, definitely.
And the other two are a little conservative.
Rose is a prude.
I mean, yeah, okay.
But Dorothy is also sexual, but it's really later on in the season when she finds a guy.
Yeah.
Because right now she's just like not having sex. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen her want to have sex yet.
Yeah.
She's excited to play cards.
Yeah. Like that's what gets her off.
That's where she's at.
Yeah. With her mom.
Right. While wearing these giant
Moomoo
PJs.
With turtlenecks.
She looks like a inside out sock that devastatingly is wrapped like around like a Barbie, like a really old Barbie.
She has very broad shoulders.
Yeah.
And we talked about how they make her wear shoulder pads on top of that.
Right. And so she looks super like shoulder paddy.
Yeah. Like she's ready to tackle.
She's
someone.
Got natural shoulder pads. And then
she's the very definition of a handsome woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we established that she's very handsome, but we established that that this guy is very codependent. Arnie's already like cock blocking his brother, like you need to have another woman with you tonight in order for us to hang out, which is not cool. And so Dorothy says she doesn't want to go. She has to play gin rummy, and then Rose comes in. And Rose is like just wanting to read her Florida news and
Blanche, generic news.
Florida news. And so she sits down on the lawn chair and Blanche is like, oh, how do you feel about going out on the town with two eligible bachelors? And she's just like, no, I'm sorry, I don't do guys anymore. And then she's like, and then Blanche, I love this joke where she says, well, that's not true or else you'd keep your natural hair color.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then Rose gives her like a look and sits down. And then Blanche ultimately convinces her to go on a date, which I don't understand. Also, like Blanche doesn't have other friends that she can ask.
Well, like, I mean, they might have all just died.
Yeah,
you know,
this is Florida.
Yeah,
but like they recently became roommates, like within easily that year.
Mm-hmm.
Like she must have had other friends or somebody else to ask. She could have taken Sophia. Sophia was down.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, I don't think she wanted to take her because she's too old.
But like that's the thing. I think she wanted to take Dorothy and Rose to make her look good.
Yeah.
But who else better to make her look good than Sophia? And plus,
Sophia's gonna be on the date. She's gonna be taking her purse, probably stealing some silverware.
And so yeah.
I mean,
maybe we don't want that.
She doesn't have any teeth. It could be a bonus. I mean, that's
no
a selling
teeth,
point.
Guys. Right. Teeth so, optional.
Teeth optional. And so Blanche gets excited because Rose says, I'm gonna go, but I'm not gonna have fun. And Blanche is like, well, I don't give a fuck if you have fun or not. It's all about me. I'm gonna go call the boys. And she goes and runs into the house. And then Rose is like, slams her newspaper on the side of like the ground. And then Dorothy's like, Rose, why do you look so depressed? And then she's just, Rose gets into this monologue about the guy she dated last week just acted so old. He talked about his prostate for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It's a long time to talk about prostate. I usually, the dates I've been on, maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prostate talk.
Yeah. And an hour max.
Then we move on to the spleen.
I mean, if that's all you know how to talk about, like, yeah. I would have just walked out.
Yeah, and then she's she's a grief counselor. She says I lived in Minnesota for 51 years and I never heard of a prostate.
I feel like that's like a basic like ignorance of anatomy problem, yeah. Not like a Minnesota problem.
Yeah. I was like, what does that have to do with Minnesota?
It's like her family was hush hush about prostates.
Don't tell her about prostates.
Yeah, we don't.
It'll blow her mind.
The P word. Can't say that around the house. And so.
Lutherans like, don't talk about prostates.
And then she's a grief counselor.
We call it a pee-pee.
We call it a pee-pee. And so she's a grief counselor. That's her job. I'm sure somebody died of prostate cancer. And she was just like.
Or was raped.
And
by a
damn
prostate.
It.
To death.
It was raped
by
a prostate.
She's like a giant prostate. Walking the street.
Miami is horrifying.
So she quickly learns about prostates and a lot. I think like maybe the guys spend like an 1 hour talking about what it is, uh-huh. And then the next hour about
diagrams.
Problems. Diagrams were given out,
and who felt it?
Yeah, he like made prostates out of like his food to show to her show like what it is.
At least he didn't like show it to her. You know, right. He was like being courteous enough to not actually expose himself.
Maybe he wanted Rose to like you know massage it or something, and. Maybe later that night they can have some prostate fun. I'm just saying there
this
was
is
a lot of
really dark.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe that he was like trying to hint for 2 hours that he wanted her to touch it.
Right.
And yeah. She was like, I don't know, even know what you're talking about. He's like, I gotta get out of here.
I've never heard of this.
He's like, oh man, I gotta educate this broad. Right. Let me see if I got my diagram.
And it was him that didn't call her back.
Yeah, because she was not down for the prostate. What happens next?
The next scene is the cruise.
The next scene is Blanche and Dorothy. Blanche comes into the living room. And she's wearing this yellow dress, which...
They're coming back from the date.
Yeah, they're coming back from the date.
Oh, right. Yeah.
My bad.
And then Dorothy comes in her sock outfit.
Still in her caftan.
Caftan. Oh, my God. And it's just, like, does not compliment her at all. Like, yeah. She's, like, everybody else has, like fitted pajamas. Later on, we see her in decent pajamas, but these ones... They're not working. And so Dorothy sits down and she looks like devastated. But first we hear like Sophia go, Jin! In the kitchen because they moved to the kitchen because it's dark now.
So that means Sophia is basically just knocking her dick in the dirt.
Right.
What's this Jin rummy? Like she's... yeah.
And then like you hear clattering like she's smashed... like a teapot off the table or something. Like she got angry and then barges into the living room and sits down and which is kind of violent.
Sophia did?
Dorothy. Okay. Did I say Sophia? I'm sorry.
Maybe Sophia, we didn't see who did it. Maybe Sophia did because she was celebrating.
Yeah.
That's how she does it.
Jin, clink.
Take clink. That, bitch.
I now take the teacups. I won them.
Fuck your nice china.
There were shot glasses.
Were they?
No. I'm just saying like that. Maybe there were shot glasses yeah. of gin that they were taking.
Yeah.
Gin shots. Try kids. And and so Blanche comes in and she's like, "What's wrong, Dorothy?" And she's like, "I keep losing at this fucking game." And then Blanche.
Verbatim.
That's what she said. I replace it when I don't know what the characters are saying. I just add the word fuck because I don't remember what she said exactly.
That's kind of what she said. So Blanche is just like, why do you play with her? It makes you crazy. Mm-hmm. And Dorothy says she wants to win. And Yeah, and Sophia comes back in carrying probably about $1,000 in cash.
Was it $1,000?
I don't know. She had like a big stack of bills.
It seemed like she was carrying like 5 ones.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a couple ones. But
it was like
maybe they were like that dedicated.
It was like a fan. Yeah.
Well, she was fanning them, but it seemed like 5 ones. Maybe it was $100 bills. Who knows? But she says, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, and literally is gloating over Dorothy. And Dorothy's like, fuck you. And then Sophia's like, your problem is, you know what your problem is? You're too competitive. It's your worst feature. You know what? Never mind. You know what your worst feature is? Your ears. Yeah, super mean to your daughter.
Yeah.
She just kicked her ass. Kick her while she's down. Yeah. Like,
and if that's supposed to be like an emotional like bonding time, like,
I know.
She's like using it, you know, for the
Yeah, what's she
going to
do about her ears? Like,
So later we find out that it's emotional bonding time and like she's totally not helping her want to emotionally bond at all. And so Sophia goes into carrying her purse in her own house again, goes into her bedroom, and then Blanche is taking off her shoes, and then Dorothy gets up, sits next to her, and then it's like, so tell me about the date. And then what does Blanche say? She's like, oh, my date was a total dud.
Yeah.
maybe he was the guy that Rose was dating, like the couple weeks before, because all he talked about was his ailments and problems.
Oh, is that what she said? She
said he was on a low sodium diet.
Oh, right. yeah, that was funny.
And he doesn't like dancing because his ankles swell. Right. Which that means you lose the old man lottery.
So,
get with it.
So she didn't fuck him. Cool, whatever.
I'm surprised she didn't fuck him anyways.
Yeah,
I mean, that just is out of character.
Oh, she
for
fucked
her.
Him.
Oh, she, yeah. He was just a bad leg.
His ankles.
They totally they came home at separate times also. So some,
yeah.
They for some, like, okay, also, Blanche was not having a good time. Why did Rose not stick with her? You know, because you stick together on a double date.
Rose was having such a good time with Geezer Boy.
Okay, you're right. And Rose was like, you know,
she's
so dumb.
Seize the day.
Yeah.
And she's so dumb. She just got all caught up. She didn't care about her friend.
She didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. So, yeah, it was not chicks before dicks in this situation. And so, follow the rules, Rose, next time, hopefully. And then
maybe Rose is Rose from Titanic. Do you guys ever think about that?
Maybe that was the missing
scene. She's about
20 years. Missing scene in the cruise.
Too young.
What if this inspired Titanic? Like, like if he was an Arnie, they just changed his name to Jack and he was like a young man.
Yeah. They should like redo the whole like where it floods and then like Rose has to take an axe and get him out of the handcuffs. You know, they should redo that with Rose and the old guy.
Or they redo the scene where Rose...
Or, like, he's handcuffed because they were having sex, and it starts flooding. She's got an axe because they were having sex, that's what they used.
When she lays on the bed and spreads out her nightgown, like, he just starts to draw her.
That's just the scene. That's the one scene they reenact.
I want to draw you.
And I remember in Titanic, they had a symbolic vagina windows inside of their...
Did they?
No.
I'm so fucking gullible. I hate it sometimes.
No, we're just making it up. But
yeah, that's the definition of gullible. Is me believing what you're making up. So yeah,
I am.
You're like, no, you're not. I'm just making stuff up, and you're believing it. You're not gullible.
Poured cider all over my face. Okay.
So Rose comes home, and she's aglow. She's really excited.
She's giddy. Mm-hmm. Her outfit matches the couches.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's great. and basically, they asked her how it went, and she said, oh, it was the best. It was great. We We ran a toll booth just because we could.
He's so unpredictable. Yeah. And she loved that. Did not talk about his prostate once. So that's awesome.
They committed a crime together.
Among other crimes, probably.
Who wouldn't like that?
And he said that, she said, he said he ran it because it was there. And so that's, yeah.
He's just, he was spontaneous.
Seized the day.
He set a fire just to watch the world burn.
Yeah. He set a fire to the restaurant just because it was there.
Yeah.
So that's his theory on life. And then
to just do things because they're there.
Right. And Blanche isn't happy. She's jealous. Jealous of Rose, who never gets laid and never meets anybody. And so she's like, ugh, the whole time making faces about Rose having a good date. And so Rose, super giddy, goes into her. She said, like, we spent the whole night dancing and we're going to go dance tomorrow. Which is moving really fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, going dancing twice in a row is pushing.
Yeah, at her age.
Yeah.
So she goes into her room and then...
You need a week to recuperate.
It's basically like marriage.
Yeah, totally.
It's going out two nights in a row.
That's like better than marriage.
That's better than marriage.
Yeah.
And so Rose goes into her bedroom and Dorothy and Blanche are left by themselves, and Blanche, as soon as Rose leaves, Blanche says, "Have a good night." Like,
she queefs. Is that what that was?
She queefs. She queefs.
I have a canker sore, so I couldn't really do the sound I wanted to do.
Oh, sexy. So glad I know this now. Don't put the microphone in your mouth, okay? I know it's tempting.
Dorothy's just like, come on now, don't be fucking jealous. And like, and Blanche is like I never get to meet any decent man, any interesting man. And then Dorothy's like, well, what about you do? What about that Miami Dolphins coach that you dated, that you went on a date with? And then Rose I'm missing up the names. But Blanche gets really heated up. She's like, oh, yeah, that Miami Dolphins coach. I remember that date, the training room, the whirlpool, the adhesive tape. And then, like, her face in that moment is like she's, like, having sex with him again, like, in her head.
She's got, like, her sex monster face on.
She's growling. She's like, Dorothy, tell me another one. And then Dorothy's just like, why don't you go take a cold shower?
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
You guys have good memories. Like, you're like reciting it verbatim. And I'm like, what?
I watched this a lot. And
Okay, good. I'm glad I just don't.
No, I'm making it up.
We committed it to memory.
Sorry. I probably sound weird just reciting everything. I'm not reading this. It's just me. And I'm fucking a lot of the script up too.
Like, nah. It's not...
Okay. All right. So what happens next?
So the couple, they were in the door. Right? Because this is after they went dancing.
That's the next day.
Oh, okay.
It's the next day. Basically, Blanche and Dorothy are in the living room. Blanche comes in and asks Dorothy to open a can of nuts for her.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing like a little... Blanche is wearing like a little apron.
Yeah. And Dorothy's having some trouble. And she's like, what did you try to get these open? And she's like, oh, I didn't try. You know, I didn't want to ruin my nails. And Dorothy goes, what are these, claws? And nobody answers.
Just the audience laughs.
I've never seen macadamia nuts in jars. That's my issue with that scene.
I've seen them in jars.
Have you seen them in jars?
They come in jars.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought they came like, I thought you like picked them and put them in bags.
No, you know like those mini bars? Remember the mini bars where they have like the macadamia nuts and like the cans and stuff?
Macadamia nuts come in mini delivery systems.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. All right. So she's baking or something. I just never, maybe I don't remember. But I thought, yeah, I've only like picked nuts. But I go to farmers markets, guys. But okay, so then Sophia comes in and she's like, I gotta go next door to see Frida Scott or something, and we're having a club meeting, and then Blanche is like, you're in a club, and then she's like, yeah, me and a bunch of girls send our pictures to Willard Scott and say that we're 100 years old. And pretty good joke. I like that joke.
She did not mention the pictures are all nude.
Yeah. Yeah, she's holding these Polaroids. Who knows how?
They're definitely nude then.
Today's show, they're like blurred out. It's still nice. Just like...
No, they're not blurred out. They're full frontal. She's proud, loud.
It's still getting like sticky nudies, nude selfies.
And so do these ladies. They found each other. It's great.
And so Sophia takes off. Pretty good joke. And then they're hanging out in the living room when I believe Rose walks in. No. Sophia opens the door, and then Arnie and Rose are like touching each other.
They are fondling each other.
Yeah, he was like ready to grab her boobs, and he probably had a hard on.
Yeah,
they were. And then Sophia's like,
"With Viagra,
you guys, why don't you guys go get a room? You have one. What is this, the French Quarter?" Uh-huh. Which is you know, everybody in the French Quarter has sex outside, I guess.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Right. And then Arnie just says, like really creepily, like, think about tomorrow. Think about next week, will ya? And then Rose is like, sure, I will. Bye.
And they, you know, it just so happened that the door was open. They said it loud enough for everyone to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like super personal. Right. I mean, it was personal.
It was not a stage whisper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Arnie did not acknowledge, like, he didn't even say, hey, how's it going in there? You know, like.
His focus was full on Vijay. Rose. Yeah.
Straight up,
hey,
Rose Vijay.
Yeah. Blanche, you're the one I was supposed to fuck.
Right. But then,
I got this one, so thanks.
But what if Sophia, like, walks out and, like, sees Arnie and is like, hey, I got some nude photos for you. Why don't you come to our club?
I bet she did later.
Yeah.
Yeah, what she did all the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past her.
And so Rose comes in and Blanche and Dorothy are like, hey, how'd the second date go? And she just doesn't say anything and just runs to the patio and sits down on the patio chair, and she's devastated. And then Dorothy and Blanche come in, and they're like, what's wrong? And then Dorothy like puts her arms around Rose, very caressing her shoulders a little bit too much.
Yeah,
I think
it seemed a little bit like she wanted her,
right?
Oh
yeah.
Or she was just getting turned on by the fact that
Dorothy, she's got those proportionally. I mean, she's just like, she's basically kind of like an elderly Big Bird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's just hard for her to do what other people do naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like her grip is just a lot more stronger because she's so manly.
Yeah, I mean, she's just holding her shoulders and it just looks much more menacing.
I bet, like, after that scene, like Rose, like Betty White's shoulders were like red.
She had to go get a massage.
Red and
break it down.
Bruised.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I don't know if you noticed this, but like Dorothy's like shirt was kind of tucked, like tied, like Britney Spears.
Was it?
Yeah. And the back was like flaps.
Oh my God.
The back was like flaps. And then I totally forgot to point that out. But like, it was like tied.
It was one of those vests, right? Like a vest with a tie.
It just looked like a, it was a button down and then like it had flaps in the back. Uh-huh. And in the front, it was like tied at her waist.
Okay.
And it looked really awkward.
But it wasn't showing any skin, though.
It wasn't showing any skin.
But like she wanted to.
She wanted to.
She was just like, I don't feel any comfortable. I don't feel comfortable.
She's like, I'm not in the cards playing mood today.
Yeah. And so then Rose tells him,
I haven't fucked in 15 years.
I haven't fucked in 15 years. And, like, that's why she's worried about... Well, first she's like, I'm worried about, like, going on a cruise and being alone with a guy. And then Blanche is like, oh, that's not a problem. Like, what's the real problem? You have to pay your own way. And then, she just says she hasn't had sex. And then Blanche reacts like, get out of here.
Her voice, like, goes down, like, 8 octaves. Like, it's like, it's like a being takes over. And it washes over. Like, her face changes, her eyes go dark.
Yeah, I forget that they're just kind of learning about each other, right?
Yeah. Because
they're newly roommates.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff they don't know about. And then some information they know a lot about. Like, yeah. When Blanche thought that her worst feature was her feet, was Dorothy's feet.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, you know a lot of other stuff about her, but there's a lot of other stuff you still don't know about each other.
None of them knew each other before they moved in, right?
Yeah, none of them.
All right.
Yeah.
And then is the mom, the old lady, is she living there too?
She's living there now, but okay. She didn't used to live there.
Yeah, she came in the pilot. Yeah.
Okay, all
right. Right, but apparently Blanche and Rose have met her before.
Okay.
Prior to her moving in.
Okay.
Yeah, and she just moved in like on a whim. Like, yeah. They didn't even ask Blanche.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just moved in. They moved because her
home burned down, right?
Yeah.
Her retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else died, but she lived.
Right. And then, and then Dorothy, like, she says, one of the best jokes, I think, in the whole episode, she's like, Blanche, not everybody is classified as a friendly port by the Navy.
Good one.
Good one. That was great. A good one. And then Blanche doesn't defend herself. Everyone calls her slut. And
she's
then,
like, I worked hard for that status with the Navy.
Like a little, she's a little proud.
I had to fill out some forms. I had to get some recommendations.
These men protect our country. I am just giving back. Without them fighting, I wouldn't be able to fuck them.
I had to get permission from a congressman.
I think of a Leslie Barton's joke. Give it up for the troops. I know I do.
That's awesome.
Leslie Barton's very funny comic. Look her up. Okay, and so they convince her. Dorothy is just massaging Rose, especially as she starts talking about never having sex. She's like digging into her. I think she's about to touch her boob at one point, but tells her like, but says, you gotta try things out because if you don't try anything out, nothing ever happens. And then Rose is like,
you got a point.
You got a point.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try it.
You know what?
I'm going to try and have sex with them.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking me into it. I'm easily influenced.
I don't know. There's a cruise involved here, so.
I mean, they'd been on there's two dates.
There was that aspect that was not, like, mentioned. Like, dude, a free cruise. Put out. Like, it's, and he's hot. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
You know?
He is a pretty hot older dude.
I mean, he was tan.
He was tanned.
Yeah.
He had all his teeth. Didn't talk about his prostate.
Yeah.
Runs toll booths. So,
he's a risk, you know.
Who knows what shenanigans he got into it
on
the cruise? He stole a bottle of wine from the kitchen.
Some pineapples in his pants.
Crazy antics. Yeah.
Cut pineapple.
Yeah, you gotta lock that dick down.
That was the Monte Carlo night when he shoved pineapples in his pants. But they're like, okay, she says like, yeah, I'm gonna try and bone them, and then they're like, all right, let's go inside. And then they all get up and they go inside, and then she's like, I don't even know what I'm gonna wear the first day. And Blanche says, like, a life jacket and a great big smile. And then
which is what Blanche would wear to a funeral.
This is what Blanche was wearing earlier that morning. Okay, and so the next scene, it goes straight to the boat, the big cruise ship, and it's nighttime. Opening scene is Rose is laying out some sort of object, some shirt on a chair. She turns around and it's startled by the bed. I say she was startled by the vagina on the wall.
This is a version of like like a young woman putting on like lingerie. Mm-hmm. She's like wearing like a silky muumuu, you know?
Yeah. She's got like a nice pink robe. Yeah.
She's got a really nice pink robe. And so she startled by the bed. But I think symbolically there was a hole in the wall with gray drapes. Come on. That's... and then as the scenes progressed, it got brighter and brighter, which I think symbolized it was like raisin in the sun, like the plant in the background symbolized hope. I think that hole in the wall with gray drapes symbolized hope for Rose.
When yeah. I think symbolism, I think the Golden Girls.
Anyway, she lays down on the bed. And she lays down really stiffly at first. She doesn't know how she's gonna get boned, and then she like lays
trying
out
different positions.
Yeah, she lays down like super sexy, and that's not working out. And then Arnie barges in, and then she gets up really fast, and is really awkward. And she's like, "Oh, you startled me." And then he's like, "Oh, sorry. Next time I'll knock."
When I'm coming out of the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what happens after that?
So basically, they come over, they're talking, and she starts complimenting his robe.
Oh, and she says...
she does not know what to do.
Yeah.
That's basically, she's basically like outside of her body trying to talk about terry cloth.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill time.
Yeah.
So they don't have to get busy.
So it's a lot of stuff like, oh, yeah, I like your robe.
I wish I had a knack for picking out strange gifts.
Which, that's like the most thoughtless, like, father.
That's the most cliche gift yeah. to give someone yeah. that's your dad. Minnesota and St. Olaf, they don't. That's really bonkers to give someone a bathrobe. So he's like, "Well, I guess it's time to go to bed." And Rose is just stiff as a board. And he's like, "You don't want to go to bed, do you?" And she's like, "No." She's like, "I think who said once, who wants to dance?"
He did. No, he was like, well, he's like, he asked if she was tired, and she said no. And he goes, "You like dancing?" And she's like, "I can get ready in 10 minutes. And he's like, "No, I got a better idea." And he pulls out a boombox loaded up with Glenn Miller.
Out of nowhere, just pulls it out.
Yeah, basically, like, it's something that he'd bought for his grandson, but he liked it so much that he decided to keep it. So now he's got it loaded up.
That's fucked up, by the way. Like, yeah. you got this nice terry cloth bathrobe, and then...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Right.
The son buys a bathrobe for him,
yeah.
and then he's like, "Hey, I'll buy a gift and then keep it."
Right. I'm like, fucked up.
first he keeps it stereo, and then he almost rapes, what's her face?
Rose. He's like, "This Precious is gonna get me laid. Yeah. I'm keeping it."
What a fucking sex fiend.
He is a sex fiend. Okay. And so she's trying to avoid boning. And so they dance, and
she's all like, this you remind me so much of Charlie, my husband who died. You know, you dance like him, you look like him, you smell like him.
You are rapey like him.
Yeah. And he's like, "Dude, I'm not Charlie. Get over it." You know?
Dude. He's dead. Move on. Do I fuck like Charlie? Let's find out. Yeah. Am I going to get my dick wet like Charlie? Look like
how ironic. I named my dick Charlie. Say hello to Charlie.
And the Glenn Miller band.
If you really wanted to have sex, you would like, "Well, you know, you can pretend I'm Charlie."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that proves that he's got some good in him.
So that proves.
He could have just used Charlie to get in her pants.
He could have.
But he did
and
not.
Then just mind fucked her and like. Yeah. And then, yeah, it would have not been.
But what about the part where he's like, "I patted boys' butts" or whatever?
All that comes later.
Okay, that comes later. That's great. and so then they kiss, I believe they kiss, and that's triggered that got her to
there
go
was some
into
tongue.
The, there was some tongue. Yeah, was there? Right. And then Rose just freaks out and goes into the bathroom and locks the door. And out of, and then he just sits down and there's no dialogue.
He's like, what?
Like, what the fuck just happened? Did she need to take a shit? Like, yeah. I would assume she just had to go because yeah. you're old, you know. And then,
but then like the whole night bladders goes by.
Well, she comes out the next day. She's like, I just had to take a shit for like 8 hours.
I was just super constipated. Let's do this. So he goes and he gets breakfast because he's like, well, if she's not going to eat, I mean, I'm hungry. So he goes and he gets breakfast.
But first, there's a scene before that where everybody at the house is staying up and they're drinking tea, right?
Yeah.
And
they can't sleep. They're worried about, Dorothy and Blanche are worried about Rose. Sophia doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't give a shit, right?
At all.
So Sophia comes in and she says something about don't drink the specimen that I have in the
Blanche's getting some tea from the fridge and Sophia says, I have a specimen in there, which is probably something they should probably just have on their fridge. Specimen.
And so yeah. the topic,
like, why
of...
is her urine in the fridge? Like, why? I don't understand that.
We were just assuming it's urine.
Well, what else would it be?
What else would it be?
Yeah, you don't want hot urine. You want cold, chilled
urine. I guess that makes sense.
Right. Sophia is weird. Maybe she's selling her urine because she does.
Oh, it's like
she does a lot of schemes.
Yeah.
Like maybe someone wants to buy her urine.
I mean, it seems like it's just a cheap shot for like a pee joke.
Yeah. there's tons of cheap shots in this episode.
Yeah.
But there there's some
cheap
good
money
ones.
Shots.
Cheap money shots. And so the topic of discussion is the first person you had sex with after your husband died, Dorothy asks Blanche. They're all sitting at the table drinking tea, which they shouldn't be drinking tea that late because there's caffeine.
Maybe it's decaf.
Yeah, right.
Let's not judge them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or urine. And so maybe it's Sophia's urine.
It's an Arnold Peamer.
Yay.
Look at that. Was a total Anthony joke.
Yay. Peamer. I think it was Kirsten-y. And so they're drinking pee and then. Which is a pee, Sophia's pee, so pee, tea. Ha ha, another pun. Okay, and then,
cheap shot.
Cheap shots. And then Blanche is like, Dorothy asked Blanche, who's the first person you ever had sex with after your husband? How long did you wait till you had sex after your husband died? And Sophia says, till the paramedics came, in her Brooklyn accent. I was reading this online. It was a message board for the Golden Girls. And they're like, why does Sophia have a Brooklyn accent when she's from Italy? Like, it makes no sense.
But she lived there for a long time, didn't she?
In Brooklyn?
Yeah, didn't she live there for like 20-30 years? Most, that's where Dorothy was born.
Dorothy was born. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. All right,
but you would still have some kind of, if you were raised in Italy, have some kind of accent.
If you were born, was she born in Italy or something? Like, if English is her second language.
Is it her second language?
I don't know. Oh. Like, I'm just assuming, I don't know. So maybe she went back and forth.
Well, it's something you'll have to look into for
we'll
the next
episode.
We'll look
it up for the next episode. And so anyway, and so Blanche tops that joke by saying, I knew at the funeral service when the priest was giving the sermon that
the reverend. Yeah.
The reverend
wanted me.
Especially when he's talked about sin, he would look just right at me. Which is really, like, it's kind of hot. I
Did you get all hot down in your pants?
If a reverend was talking about sin and then looking at me.
I mean, that just sounds like role playing, but if it was like in real life, it'd be like kind of creepy.
You think it would be creepy?
Yeah. If a reverend was staring at you, like a hot reverend. Maybe if they like had spiked hair and they looked kind of preppy, then it'd be hot.
Yeah. I'm kind of more with Anthony. I think church is pretty boring.
Yeah.
I think it's some reverend was giving, you know, some sermon and directed it at me. And then I feel like it'd be pretty easy to go into some like American Beauty type fantasy.
American Beauty. And so they, then Dorothy says, no, then Blanche asks her, the priest and her, the reverend and Blanche end up having sex.
Yeah.
That's her story. And it didn't last very long.
And then he never called her back.
Yeah.
They never talked to each other again.
Right.
That was he kept his watch and socks on.
like gross. Most priests. And then, Sophia says, your father didn't even take his pants off. And then Dorothy's grossed out.
As she should be.
As she should be.
That's her dad.
And then
I mean, I love hearing sex stories about my parents. So.
I want to know what my parents were wearing when they had me.
Yeah, naturally.
And what came off and what didn't.
Yeah. If you were a mistake or not.
Kept my wife beat her on.
We were both really naked except for toe rings. No, we're toe rings. Blanche asks Dorothy, who's the first person you had sex with after you got divorced? And then Sophia says it's the divorce lawyer. And then Dorothy's like, how did you know? And Sophia's like, it's always the divorce lawyer. Which I don't know if that's true or not. I've never been divorced.
Seems like it'd be easy to pick up chicks if you're like the lawyer, like divorcing the husband.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, your marriage is ended. You're vulnerable. You're paying me lots of money.
I'll give you a discount. You know?
Let's make this happen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That would be easy.
I'm an attorney at law, and it's sex.
I'm a sex attorney.
Sex attorney. That's why you get into the divorce lawyer business. You gotta
fuck the bitches
for poon.
and then we get into that whole part about the mayor. Dorothy starts to ramble on about how she was fat, so the divorce lawyer was a chubby chaser. Uh-huh. And so she got super big, and it looks like at that point, it looks like when you're at this age, it looks like somebody let the air out of your face. And then Blanche is like,
When
you lean forward, yeah.
Yeah.
Because apparently she was leaning forward when she was fucking him.
Yeah, I had this like intense image of her getting pounded from behind because she's like bent over. Yeah. Is that like what you're supposed to picture?
No, I was thinking I think she's a top. I think she was on top. Yeah. And she figured out that was not the best angle for her at her age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was like on top of the divorce lawyer, banging him out. And the divorce lawyer was like, ah.
And she's like, wait, let's switch. You on top.
Switch.
And then he's like, oh my God, you're really hot.
But then her boobs went to the back and then to the side.
Yeah, because she was like, well, if you lay down, all your skin mm-hmm. gets tucked behind and you look like a lot hotter.
See, this is the body horror portion of the episode.
Yeah.
They didn't mention thighs. Thighs did not get mentioned.
The first two episodes, they mentioned thighs.
Uh-huh.
And this one, just boobs and face.
So we had a theory that women in the 80s could not be on TV for an episode of television without mentioning their thighs. Or they get fined.
There's a serious fee. The FCC gets down on them.
I'm glad women's rights is...
It's based
jumped
off.
So many.
Yes.
Whatever. to where we are today.
I know. It's all, now that's not allowed.
Yeah.
You know, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
And so, so then Blanche is like, what are you talking about? My face looks great all the time. And then she's like, Blanche, come on, check your, anytime you want to, you can look over, lean over a mirror and you will see like your face just get puffed up and fall and it looks gross. And then she's like, that's not true. And then Sophia's like, look in the tool drawer. That's where the mirror is. Because that's where, that's a tool in the Golden Girls' house. She grabs the mirror and she leans over it and she's like, oh my God! How did this, why didn't anybody tell me about this? And then Dorothy just goes, do it backwards. It's all on your back. You got to do it on your back. And then she leans over. And I love that line where she's like, oh, you're right. My face is falling back. I'm gorgeous. And that was fantastic.
And she's like, I should always meet guys lying down. And then Sophia's like, don't you already?
Good one, Sophia. Yeah.
Good. Sophia's she's like, good with
you're
the
a prostitute. And you let me live here.
Yeah.
Wait, so whose place is it?
It's Blanche's place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blanche. Nice. And they just shit she just on puts her. Up with it. She's Blanche like, it's all
like,
true.
She's right. Like, yeah, I'm a whore.
She has no
it's
other
fine.
Friends, right? Or else she would have had a different person to go on a date.
Yeah.
With, on a double date with. Okay, so that's where that scene ends. And then we go back to daytime on the cruise because the lights, the sun's out.
Yeah.
And then the vagina's lit up. The sun's out.
The vagina window.
The vagina window. There's sun coming through it, so
it symbolizes green. Hope.
Yeah. Hope that is a raisin in the sun plant, and then
he comes back from breakfast.
He comes
a nice 2-egg breakfast.
Yeah, he had a
wheat toast and jelly.
He had a delicious continental breakfast. He
that's
had a good
for sure.
He had a good 8 hours of sleep.
And now he's got to use the bathroom.
He probably jerked off, passed out.
There's like crumbs and jizz on his face.
So he comes back in and he's like, you're still not out of the bathroom, which I, at that point, Rose, come on.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, that's what had it been like 8 to 10 hours in there.
I mean, it's probably it's there's not a lot of soft things in a bathroom. It's probably
I know.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't look at me. My eyes are all puffy and they were fine. Her makeup
they
was
were
great.
Fine.
They really, she had like more mascara on.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
just
like
a,
if you're gonna say that, then have the artist like fucking fuck your mm-hmm. face up.
Yeah, don't. And that's a thing. Like also in, like in the episode, like somebody will say, "I need to go put on makeup," and their face is covered in makeup.
Yeah,
like
it's like so obvious.
Yeah,
like, nowadays it's like not. It's more like less obvious.
Right,
like the makeup's what's the word?
The makeup isn't
natural.
As,
yeah,
it's more
yeah,
natural.
Yeah.
They advanced a lot.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, they just started color TV. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
They were like, color TV, let's color your face. Rainbow faces.
It was
celebrate.
It was a tough time. They kept fucking with the Coke formula.
Oh, man. And that was a part we did not talk about.
It doesn't matter. There was a new Coke joke. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, because Coke had actual cocaine in it, right?
Not at this point. I guess.
I think it was early, like in the 50s.
Yeah,
that's
like
when that happened.
Like yeah. back in the turn of the century when they invented Coke, it was just red wine and cocaine.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was red wine and cocaine.
Oh my God!
And like tons of sugar.
Holy shit! I didn't know. I knew cocaine was in it, but I didn't know there was red wine.
Maybe that's what Rose was upset
How
about.
How hilarious
it used
is
to
that?
Be red wine and Coke.
We're all
oh my
upset.
God. Yeah. I want to try that. I'm going to make my own fucking
red
Coke.
Red wine and Coke.
Red wine, Coke, and sugar. Not that hard. And it's safer than that.
And the Coke makes it black.
Yeah.
The cocaine. That's
yeah.
why black.
Okay.
And yeah. And then in the 80s, all the cocaine was gone and they decided to fix it up and like, and then it did not
make
work
it kid
out.
Friendly.
And it made all sorts of jokes about it in every single fucking movie and TV show.
So, yes. And so I think maybe she slept in a bathtub or improvised, or she cried the whole night or something.
She was hunched on a toilet.
She was hunched on a toilet. I don't know if cruises have bathtubs. Maybe she was just
a towel.
She used a towel and slept on the floor.
She's a lady.
She's a lady. And so she does come out. He gets her to come out, and she's like, don't look at my eyes. They're fucked beautiful. Up, even though they're gorgeous.
Look at my beautiful eyes.
What was the first thing that they talk about?
Basically, he talks about, basically, she thought she could do it. He thinks that he can get another room. He's like, well, you know, I'm really sorry. I can get another room. You know, I talked to the ship guy.
Because I'm not getting boned here, so.
Yeah.
It would be so awkward running into each other. Like, oh, hey.
So yeah, and basically she says she thought she could do it.
Right.
Yeah, she thought she can do it.
And then she confesses about, like, it's the first time that I would be having sex since Charlie died. And he was like, yeah, I figured that, but that didn't stop me.
Which, why did he figure that?
I don't know how he figured that.
He just was like, you just seem really uptight.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's like their third date, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have they really gotten that much history? Does he have, like, her timeline, like, firmly in mind?
I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Well.
I mean, but that's the thing, because, like, you're older, so it's like you really don't hold much back.
Right. Well, maybe, over his delicious breakfast, it dawned on him that maybe that's why. I don't know. Like, in between his third batch of Eggs Benedict.
That makes sense. She's like so upset.
You know what? I think she hasn't had sex since her husband died. She just kept talking about her husband.
Yeah.
Mm. And then while she's in the bathroom crying. And then he just says, I felt the same way when Molly died.
And I fucked chicks anyways.
Yeah. I fucked chicks anyway. We were married 34 years.
He's like, I didn't cheat on her. You know, he's like, I looked, I enjoyed, I patted a few butts.
He said, oh, I patted a few bottoms.
A few bottoms. He said bottoms. Yeah. That's right.
And then that, like, I automatically thought, like, bottoms, like gay bottoms. And then I looked at Rose's face, and she thought the same thing, I think. And, and like, he said, I never fucked any other women. And I'm quoting that. That's what he said.
So. Bottoms, sir.
He hit some bottoms.
He banged around a bit.
Yeah.
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 There were some boys involved.
I mean, basically, he's like, I was faithful, but I was also, like, really horny a lot.
Right.
So you don't have to worry.
I was in town in Miami visiting my brother, and I just banged a lot of chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our third date. We're on a cruise, so you can trust me.
And I'm paying for everything. Yeah. And so, like, you got to give me something back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So then he gets up and he's like, he talks about, like, his wife dying. There was a drunk in a Chevy that killed her. That's what I'm assuming. And then he said that he was a zombie. He worked for a year. He ate onion sandwiches for fun. Which
I did not get.
Yeah,
that.
we were all confused. We thought. Yeah.
Writers.
It was part of the. He was like basically saying he ate onion sandwiches to grieve, or like he was so depressed that that's all he ate.
Right.
That was that was his way of cutting himself. Yeah. To eat these gross
sandwiches.
Maybe
he would have had sex if he wasn't. He didn't have bad breath from onion sandwiches.
Yeah. You know.
But I blame the writers on that part. They could have done something more with a punch there.
Yeah.
And so. So, yeah, drunk guy in a Chevy killed his wife. Sad. And so, but he was able to bang someone out. And then she's like, Rose is like, so you just had sex and, like, didn't even care? And he's like, I mean, I did care at first, but then it felt really good.
He's was like, yeah, that's how penises work.
Yeah, he's like, that's the difference between men and women is like, we can still fuck chicks even when we're sad.
And, which
and somehow she didn't get offended,
right? No, yeah, because that's a fact in the 80s that everyone believed.
Oh yeah.
Which maybe some guys, but then but for a whole year he couldn't have sex, so he's contradicting himself, you know. And so I don't know, maybe it took him longer to have sex.
Well, it's
shorter to have sex than Rose.
Yeah, and he said that, yeah.
It's like doggy years. Like, 1 year of not having sex is 15 years for guys, you know?
Well, I guess what got him out of it was his daughter had a come-to-Jesus talk with him about fucking, I guess, fucking again. It was like, yeah, mom would want you to get back out there. Mom wouldn't want you, which no kid would ever do.
Yeah.
My daughter's basically telling me I need to get laid.
Like, I need to blow a load. And she's, like, really, she's telling me this. And I just, like, I raised a good girl.
She's like, Dad, here's a robe. Here's a terry cloth robe. And
in the radio.
It's really time for you. Really time for you to empty your balls. That's what mom would have wanted.
Go visit uncle, and go to Miami and bang out the first chick you see.
Yeah,
here's a cruise ticket.
Yeah, Uncle Jeffrey, here's two, you know, the one on the low sodium diet.
Can we get the mood vagina on the wall room so we know if she's into it or not? If it's not, she's not in the mood, it's black. And if she's in the mood, it's yellow. and then Rose is like, there's another reason. I thought, besides feeling like she's going to cheat on Charlie, there's another reason why she doesn't want to have sex with him. And it's because I thought I would kill you. I might kill you. And then he says, what are you talking about? And she's like, I never told anybody else this, but Charlie died while he was fucking me. It was just really, like, traumatizing. If anything, that should be their only reason.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
she just fucked young guys.
Yeah. So when they did have sex, like, you know that she's thinking about Charlie. Like,
dying.
Yeah. I mean, even though she's, like, fine now, like, that you're still going to think about it.
Right. You know? Yeah, it's horrific. That's PTSD all the way.
Yeah.
And that's what boggles my mind, is that they still have sex.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody said that to me, like I wouldn't have sex or try or even
I'd be like, dude, let's go on another cruise date first.
Or let's, like, not have sex at all. Like, yeah. I'm amazed they had sex. But, like, you're so... anyway.
You don't even know how amazing I am at fucking, but I'm not going to do that to you.
And then he says, actually, if you haven't had sex in 15 years, you might kill me. And to me, that was a crusty vagina joke. Like, her vagina is so...
I thought, like, maybe she just didn't know, like, the ropes in bed.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, she was going to be dangerous.
I thought, like, maybe, like, she's developed, like several rings of hymen around her vagina, and that having to chisel through it
hymen is
a
like
cherry.
That's what I was saying. Like, he's like probably really excited to fuck her because like it's been 15 years
and it's really tight
and her pussy's really tight.
It's rejuvenated.
Right. I thought it was like just like it's crusted up over the years and like it would kill him to get through it.
No, that's not how vaginas work.
I don't think that they like said that.
Because I read this thing about this woman.
Don't bring science into this.
it's not that scientific.
This woman that was a nun for like 40 years, like she's never had sex, and then she stopped being a nun, and so she wanted to have sex, and they literally had to surgically get her hymen removed because so like big.
But she also had never broken the hymen.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so Rose broke her hymen, so that wouldn't
happen. Yeah, they don't grow back.
Okay. I thought they were like chameleon tails. Like they grow back when they get cut off. Okay. Anyway. After a while, they don't get.
They're not like the Terminator.
Just grow back on joint.
Like grow back the same.
Is that what happens in that movie? His joints grow back.
Yeah. It basically, like, yeah, like they try to destroy him, he gets shot, and then he like grows.
He's like, oh yeah, watch this.
What's that? I'm creepy thing from the future.
That's why I can grow my hymen back.
He grows a hymen.
Okay, so all right, so that joke, maybe it's probably right. Like, it might kill him because it's so hot and tight.
Okay.
Right. And not crusty.
Yeah.
and so he's like, all right, I'll get out of your hair. And so he tries to pack up. And I think he grabs the clothes that she laid out and puts it in his suitcase. Mm-hmm. That's what it seemed like he did.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to steal your clothes. He grabs it. And then...
You won't need this robe.
You won't need this lingerie.
I need it for smelling.
Yeah. And then Rose sits down and she's like, no, she doesn't call him Charlie. It'd be creepy if she did.
She's Charlie.
Like, Arnie, sit down. And he sits down. And then she's like, hold me. And then he does hold her. And then the vagina in the back turns red.
Does it?
No.
I was like, okay, mate, you might be onto something.
It just explodes. This is fire. The whole cruise ship burns down, and it's Titanic. Yay! Yeah,
this is where Titanic comes into play.
Never let go, Rose. Never let go. All
right.
And so then it fades out.
Next scene.
And you don't know what happens.
Back at the house.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
So Dorothy's sitting, reading, looks pissed off. Sophia comes in.
And she's making she's card noises.
Yeah, she's taunting her. And Dorothy basically tells her to fuck off. And
she's like, why? You're the only one that enjoys cars, she tells Sophia. And she's like, cars bored me to death. And she sits down, and then Dorothy's like, well, why? Like, I don't get it. You're the only one that gets anything out of it. She's like, I don't like cards. I like the conversation. I like the talking.
I think that's half true. I think she also likes the competition.
I think she does.
She's just saying that to sound like she's a good mom.
Right. Well, she doesn't want to own up to liking the conversation, I think. And that's why she's, like, pretending like
it's all about a glove mask thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have some serious issues.
Yeah.
The two. But she owned up to it and she said it's about the conversation.
Yeah, and she says she had the same problem with her sister, with Aunt Jean, where basically she learned during a game of Pinochle that she once swam nude with Charles Boyer, a handsome French actor from the
30s. And so Dorothy's like, oh, why didn't you ever tell me about that? Well, like, we stopped playing cards and we just never got around to it. And then Blanche comes in reading a romance novel. She's holding a romance novel.
Is it Fifty Shades of Grey?
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
She's getting off in her room.
Uh-huh.
But she looks great doing it.
Yeah.
And so, because that's her leisure wear. That's what she does around the house. She just looks beautiful and reads romance novels.
Beautiful for herself.
she's reading while holding a mirror, and then Dorothy's like, whatever we do not ask her if they boned. And then Sophia's like, all right, we won't, nobody. And then she comes in. And then the
Rose
first thing
comes in.
Rose comes in.
Yeah.
And then Sophia, the first thing she says, like, did you guys play Find the Cannoli?
Find the Cannoli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cannoli a piece of food that's with the cream in it?
It's like an Italian, like, pastry.
All right. So the joke is it's like a jizzy.
It's a jizzy.
A jizzy snack.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe the cannoli is.
Yeah.
And then Rose won't say what they did. She's like, we had so much fun. We had masquerade balls, Riviera nights, so many theme nights.
Engine tour room.
Tours of the engine room.
Tours of the engine room.
Hootenanny. panties.
Which I think towards the end room is a code for his balls. That's his engine room. That makes everything run. And so then...
Was there, and there's Mexicans working down there or
something. Cabana boys.
Singing.
Singing old...
Ethnic songs.
Ethnic Mexican songs.
That's not fair. It's cucaracha. Miami. It's Cubans.
They're just singing... Oh, yeah, probably Cubans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're singing Cuban cucaracha. Because everybody knows there's that. And so then finally Dorothy says, tell us, did you guys fuck? I don't remember what the line was.
No, that's basically what she said.
Yeah. And then they should have just bleeped out everything at the Golden Girls. Because they would have.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Rose says, some girls don't kiss and tell. And then...
Blanche goes, well, that's half the fun. and then Dorothy says... Yeah, she's like, half the guys I dated were for the stories. And then Dorothy goes, yeah, you have more stories than O. Henry.
Right. Who's a super old reference.
He's like, okay, O. Henry to me is a candy bar.
O. Henry.
O. Henry is a collection of stories.
Yeah, he wrote like
Gift of the Magi. I'm getting the joke now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super old folklore kind of stories.
You know, I was surprised how many jokes I did get, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about Golden Girls. Some references are really old, and some you're like, oh, I do get that.
You're like, I need to Google. I remember what MCI is.
Yeah, they do MCI references in the first episode. And so then Rose gets up and she's like, I'm not going to say. I'm going to have to unpack my bags. And then as she's walking into the other room, Dorothy says, all right. If you have to tell us, if you go into that bedroom and you don't come out, we know that you didn't do it. But if you come back out, we know that you did it. And so Rose goes into the bedroom and they look at each other and they're waiting for her to come out. And she comes out. Yay, they did it.
They got fucked.
Sex. Yay, he talked her into boning.
He got his dick wet.
He's never going to see her again because he doesn't live in town. Like... Sorry, Rose. And she says something like...
Or he drowned in the ocean, like Jack.
No, he died while having sex with her. Because of her crusty vagina.
And her tight hymen.
Her layers. It was like rings on a tree. That's what I just imagined. But and then Blanche is like, oh, I'm going to go find out the juicy details. Which I don't know. I don't want to.
I mean, I don't want to picture that.
How gray were his pubes?
Actually, he shaved.
Oh.
So you
he shaved
know.
Everything. And so they go into Rose's room to find out juicy details. A part of me feels like as soon as Blanche left the bedroom, Rose just started crying. That'd be the saddest ending to that.
It probably is what happened.
That's probably what happened. Yeah. She probably cried on the way over.
Yeah.
I don't think she was happy with that. Ultimately, she pretended. But
this is the ending that was never filmed.
That was never recorded. And so the true ending, you know. Who wants to have sex anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all forced. And and so then Dorothy and Sophia start playing cards. They start playing cards and they start...
They start bonding.
Yeah. And so that's the end.
The end.
Yay, we did it, guys.
Yay!
We did another episode of the Golden Girls.
The Golden Sluts.
The Golden Sluts. Okay, so thank you so much for being here, Kirsten.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yay.
And I hope people know that this podcast is 18 and older.
You gotta become mature
for
this.
Parents are like, oh, like a six-year-old's like, let's find a nice podcast. And I'm like, we're all like, fuck, jizz.
Let's listen to something that we could listen to during dinner as a family.
Yeah. I do get a little, we all get a little explicit, but that's just because we're being ourselves.
Yeah.
And so.
This is me.
Yeah.
If you don't like us for who we are, then turn it off.
Yeah, right. Go fuck yourself. And so,
no, but seriously, please listen.
Please don't turn off. Don't go fuck yourself. I mean, if you made it this far, you liked it.
Really, we're sorry for anything that upset you.
So, Kirsten, tell us what shows you're doing. This comes out on Wednesday. And so, do you have any shows coming up after that?
Let me think. I'm doing Firehouse Gallery on Halloween.
October 30th?
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah, hey. And then I think that's it.
And what's your Twitter handle?
Twitter is Dobby Warns Harry Potter, but it's abbreviated DobbyWarnsHrypTr.
Great.
It's very difficult, and it's probably going to hurt my popularity because no one's going to remember it.
I think you should keep it. That's an excellent one.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally. It's original. Everybody just does their name. I do my name. And
that's probably the smart thing.
And Genevieve, do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, I have a show next Sunday, the 26th. I'm going to be at Stand Up Scottsdale. Doing the Sunday showcase.
I'll be there.
All right.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yay! Right. We're like a Venn diagram of shows.
Yeah. Cool.
You're in the middle, Kirsten.
Yeah, it's...
Do the vagina shit thing.
Yeah, you can follow me at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. Hello now.
Hello. Hello there.
Just on that looked into.
It's like a British Facebook. Hello there. And then I'm at Anthony DeSimito. I'll be at Monkey Pants on Thursday, the day after this podcast comes out. And then I'm doing the Comedy on Fire with Kirsten on October 30th at the Firehouse Gallery.
31st.
And then I think that's all I can remember now. But we're also, this podcast is, if you're listening to it, you're probably went on the website. So thank you. Come visit again. Thank you for being a podcast.libsyn.com. And we're also on Twitter now. We're at TiffBap, and that's the abbreviated. The entire title of the podcast.
And we're on Facebook. We got a Facebook page. We have over 200 likes.
Yay! The next episode is called Transplant, and it's episode 4 for those of you who are, for that one person I know that is following along. Thank you for listening, Dana. and watching along with us. And thank you guys for listening, and thank you for being a guest, Kirsten.
Thank you for being a podcast.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.